This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stan Lee right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, just truly being involved, truly being engaged, truly being, you know, a part of the process. You know, a lot of people don't want to engage. They don't want to be part of the process. They want to kind of fly under the radar. Well, don't fly under the radar. That's what keeps getting us in trouble. People need to see you're out there. They need to see you're part of it. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those labels they gave us that mean absolutely nothing. And then you have the coffee mugs you can get from us. Coffee always tastes better in a TRS coffee mug, as they say. Or the T-shirts. And, you know, I've had the T-shirts up there for a long time. They're real simple. They can't get you in trouble. They simply say, hashtag stand, or what we used to say, pound, right? Stand. Stand for America. Stand to keep America great, or stand to make America great. I mean, take a stand is basically what we're trying to say. And we should be. We should be taking a stand for what we believe. They do it. And sometimes they can't even explain to you what they believe and why. Think about that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Taylor, I don't even know this person. But apparently, she's an influencer. Or what they call an influencer. She, apparently, she says that air conditioning is unhealthy, bad, miserable, and sexist. That's right. Air conditioning is now sexist. You know what? If you're part of this clan, you have to chuckle. I don't believe that you believe it's real. You have to look at this and go, oh, come on. She says she's gotten sick over the summer. In plenty of AC in offices. And she's, you know, her problem is that the men make a big deal and it needs to be colder. She claims that they have a literal meltdown because she has suggested raising the office temperatures for a few degrees in the summer. How about this? Put on a sweater. If you're that cold, put on another piece of clothing. See, this is the all about me movement. This is not the Me Too movement. This is the all about me movement. She's in an office, mostly men, I would imagine. The majority of them want it colder, but because she wants it, you know, warmer, it should be changed for her. And her argument is, look, you're not going to die, right? I should be able to wear dresses in the summer and not get hypothermia, right? She said, it's weird that making women slightly more comfortable and productive at work causes so many men to have a mental breakdown. Well, it's weird that the world has to change for you, because maybe those few degrees, like for me, if it gets too warm in a room, I'm sleeping. I'm less productive. See, it's easy for you to put clothes on than it is for us to take clothes off. Believe me, you don't want me taking clothes off.
You
want
to start the video?
No. Why would I want to start the video?
Just checking.
So it's interesting that again this is that mindset. It's all about me. It's all about what are you going to do for me? How are you going to make my life better? As a matter of fact, I can't swear to it, but I'm sure if she was more of a team player, they'd probably be more of a team player for her. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, again, it's coming up in election time, and I would say the same thing. Get involved, get engaged. Make sure you know who's running. Don't vote for somebody because your buddies are. Have a clue as to why. Hey, you guys, you know, I don't know, we haven't seen much of that mini AOC. Remember the young girl? I think she's 8 years old. She was running around doing impersonations of AOC. Well, apparently AOC has felt that this was wrong and improper. And her accounts have been deleted. You know why? Because she had death threats. There were death threats. Yeah, that loving left, you know, the loving side that love Trump's hate. The one that you're supposed to be tolerant. Right. This little girl and her family got death threats. Come on, let that sink in for a minute. And these were funny, offhanded. You know, it's really funny. The right can take a joke. The left doesn't seem to be able to. People make fun of me all the time. I think it's hilarious. Right, Saturday Night Live, they're making fun of the president all the time. It's hilarious. I mean, some of it's just stupid, dumb, and hateful, but some of it is funny. Everybody's got their little quirks, right? But now, once we got down because of death threats, because of constant harassment, they've taken down those pages. So you let the thugs and the bullies win again. And I realize, you know, you got to protect your daughter. I got that. But where are we on this? Why aren't we jamming up AOC's Twitter account? She should be opening her mouth. She should have put out a tweet. AOC should have put out a tweet saying, hey, look, if you're the ones, if you're on my side or you're on my team or you're a supporter of mine and you're threatening this little girl, it's wrong. It's bad. You shouldn't be doing that. But what scared them is she got 87,000 followers in a relatively short period of time. Anyway, you know, it's just amazing to me. And every time the left has heartburn, just like somebody hurting them, like Federica out of Florida, right? The representative who thinks that anybody who makes fun of Congress on social media should be prosecuted. I guess, I don't know. Freedom of speech? Not really. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
No, we live in a warp of some kind. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. It really is that simple for me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, get involved. Pick something. Pick an issue. Pick a topic. Pick a whatever, and get involved in it. And when I say that, I mean, like, if it's education, get informed on education. And once you're informed on education, then get involved in the community. That's where you guys go sideways. Like, oh, God, you want me to go to board school board meetings? You actually do. I want you to go to school board meetings. I want you to go to water board meetings. I want you to go to city council meetings. I want you to engage. I want you to shut up and listen first. Listen and watch. When you're watching your city council, when you're watching your school board, when you're watching your water boards, watch how they interact with each other. Watch who has influence over who. And then engage. And maybe at first it's an engagement of one-on-one. At first it's just conversation. At first you're just getting to know each other. Like you would with anything else, frankly. And then you engage. Then you hold your feet to the fire. Then you show them what they need to do. All right, so one of my favorite topics. Drag queens. Seems to be. Lately, anyway. You know, we've seen all these young kids now. We've seen all these things happening where they're throwing these young kids out at us. And they're out dancing on these stages. And they're doing all this stuff. You've got to sit there and think to yourself, how can this be good for them? And now you've got evidence starting to come across saying that it's dangerous to expose kids to this stuff. It's dangerous to take these little kids. Look at all the accolades you're giving them for doing what? For dancing in a sexy manner. For wearing the opposite makeup and clothing. For, I don't know. I mean, just being erotic at 8. How is that healthy? How does anybody out there with 2 brain cells that rub together think that that's healthy? Take a listen.
Lactation is the devious diva you could ever think of.
Now she's... Lactasia is her name. I know. You're going to pass out over there. Mm-hmm. they're not drag queens anymore. Now they're drag kids. Which is just a simple way of putting it so they don't feel the stigma or they don't think there's a stigma to it. Now, this is a dress in full long blonde hair, over makeup, sexy. Well, 8-year-old boy. Okay? Transformed into a young girl.
Tutus since I was like 3s and 4s, even like 2s, and I've been dancing around in like little pink dresses and stuff. So yeah, I think I've had lactation inside of me since I was born, and that's why I love that song, Born This Way.
We just want our kids to express themselves however they see fit, as long as it's respectful and they're nice people.
However they see fit. Because, you know, I remember at 4, 5, and 6, I could make so many mature decisions, right? You knew what was best for you at 4, 5, 6. You know, I can remember thinking that all I needed every night for dinner was a hot fudge sundae. No problem.
You really don't care.
I like dancing, and I like performing, and I love, not only like, I love dressing up. It makes me feel very happy, like I am accepted.
You're accepted. See, now here's the thing, right? You got these young kids. And some of you, you know, are listening by radio. We have, we also have a video channel that we push out on. But, and you can see what this person looks like. But now he feels accepted. Because that's what it's all about. We have to make sure that our kids, no matter what, they feel good. They feel accepted. They feel wanted. They feel valued. Forget it. It's not about feeling value, feeling wanted. Look at, when I was growing up, I remember my dad and any other adults around me saying things like, you know, when you're at work and what have you, make yourself valuable. He didn't say go and tell your boss you don't feel valued. He said make yourself valuable. Make yourself so that when the boss has to let somebody go, it's not you because you're a valuable person in the team. Because maybe you can do something that nobody else does. Maybe you work better, you work faster, you show up on time, right? You leave on time. Or maybe a little, you stay a little longer to make sure everything's done. Whatever it is, make yourself value. The young people, say not all, but a majority of them, it's up to us, the bosses, the owners, the whatever, to make them feel valued. to make them feel good about themselves. No, it doesn't work that way. You're going to feel bad about yourself at times. You're going to feel bad about some of the things that you're doing, something you said, the way you treated somebody, even by accident. And even then, it's okay to pick up the phone and call and apologize, but you're going to feel bad. Right? What's that term that the kids use that I hate? It's no worries. And, you know, when you're at the store and you're doing something, you're at a, whatever, you're at a fast food joint, and you ask a question, and you say, oh, okay, I thought it was this, what's that?
It's all good.
Oh, no worries, and it's all good. Well, I got news for you. It ain't all good, and there ain't, there's going to be a worry. It's okay to be worried about something. It's okay, you know, you need to be concerned about things happening around you, not 24/7, not all the time. Man, if you lie to your parents, you better be worried they're going to catch you in the lie. But I hope they catch you in the lie so they can straighten you out early. And it is not all good. There's no such thing as it's all good. Things happen that are bad. You get hit by a car and lose your leg. It's all good. See how stupid this stuff sounds. Anyway, back to this. Now it's drag kids. And they parade them around. I mean, they truly parade them around. They're on stages. They're dancing in sexual positions. They have men throwing money at them. Anybody home? Are you listening? They have men throwing money at 6th and 7th graders. And people on the left think this is fine. 6 or 7-year-olds. In clubs, at night. I won't play much more of this, but I'm going to play some more of it. And the other thing, too, is their praise is being brave. Why is it brave to dress as a boy, to dress up in girls' clothes, and go out and be a drag queen? And dance on a pole? I'm sorry, I'm not there with you. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An appeals court in New Orleans has taken up the Affordable Care Act. Texas Solicitor General Kyle Hawkins urged the court to declare Obamacare unconstitutional in its entirety. The state argued that when Congress enacted President Trump's tax overhaul, it rendered the Affordable Care Act unconstitutional by doing away with penalties for not having insurance as mandated in the law. Mark Rylander is with the Texas Attorney General's office.
When the law was stripped of its revenue-raising penalty, the mandate and the entire law are now unconstitutional.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and other Democrats are pushing to preserve it.
133 million Americans will potentially be vulnerable to massive premium increases.
It's still not known when the court will make its ruling. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, I'm watching the women's soccer team come back, and I love this. You know, they can't go to the White House, but they can go see Schumer. Right? I mean, seriously, these people are so demented. It's pathetic. But these are the same people, too, that dropped the American flag, that didn't care about any of it, that took a knee during the anthem. So, of course, they'd go with Schumer and Pelosi. I mean, I don't know what I'm thinking. Totally makes sense. Sorry. Scrub everything I said before that. Totally makes sense that they would go see Pelosi and Schumer. All right. So we're talking about the fact that everybody's all excited about these young kids coming out as drag queens, you know, because that's what they've always wanted to do since they were 4 years old. Right. Gag me. It's not what they want to do. It's what the parents have pushed them towards. It's the kind of things the parents have accepted. They've kind of allowed and pushed them in that direction. And I'll bring people on the show if you want, but you won't believe any of them, that were sent in that direction when they were kids. All right? Screwed up their lives. But that's what you do to your kids, because it's cute, it's funny, and they get attention. That makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? So when you're talking about these kids, and you're seeing these kids, and you're seeing what they're doing, you just... It's heartbreaking is what it is. Because they're not allowed to grow up and just be kids. Take a listen.
The wave with the red dress, and then the blonde wave with this dress.
When he was about 2, he came to me with Mr. Potato Head earrings and asked me to put makeup on him. So we did a little, like, drag photo shoot, and he duck face. It was very sweet. And, yeah, anytime he wanted makeup, I just put some on him.
A little bit of dark and a little...
Did you hear that? Right? So I, too, came out with earrings and said, dress me up. I find that hard to believe. Just saying.
A little bit of swoon. And then a little bit of power couple. I want natural contour.
You want realness?
Yeah.
You want drag realness?
Yes.
So they're going through makeup, and they're looking at makeup, and they're deciding what goes with what. I mean, this is a child. He's an 8-year-old boy. And I know boys, you know, wear makeup to hide stuff or whatever. But this is not what we're doing here. This is a full-fledged somebody who wants to dress up as a girl, dress up as a drag kid, drag queen, drag whatever, and then go out on stage and do their thing. This is going to be heartbreaking. You know, I can't play this. There's a lot of music and just kind of, you know, looking at how he's dressing up as a her. Doesn't come out and say that he, at any point, that he's gay. Or do you like other boys? This is just a dress-up thing. Some of you are saying right now, well, he'll grow out of it. Won't be a big deal. He'll grow out of it. Well, let's talk about all those that are not, that did not grow out of it from a standpoint that they were ruined for life. Because the only affirmation they ever got in their life, the only accolade they ever got in their life, is when they dressed up as a girl and they danced sexually on a pole. Shouldn't people be given accolades for what they really do and do well? Shouldn't you teach your kids to do things well? Shouldn't you teach your kids to try harder, push harder, to push through things? I mean, seriously, I mean, the progressive left is so desperate to push everybody to be open-minded. This is supposed to be open-minded. There's never a downside. It's all good, right? Never a downside to any of this stuff. When it comes to vaping, there's no downside. It's not smoke. It's all good. Well, now we're finding out it may all be bad. E-cigarettes, right? Well, I don't believe that San Francisco really did the homework they say they did, but you know, they're bad now. And they had to be banned. And yet a young kid dancing at a club at 12, 1 or 2, that's okay. That's legitimate. It's legitimate. They're pushing it as legitimate art. So these kids are into art. They're artists. No, they're not. This is just wrong at every level. As an adult, you want to do these kind of things? Go for it. You have a right to do whatever you want to do. As a child, what you're doing to this child is wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, truly, truly being part of the solution. You know, there's so much crazy news going on right now. I can't keep up with it all. You know, again, the Philadelphia Police Department had a large group of people break into a Walgreens store or rush a Walgreens store. They ran around. They were knocking stuff down. I don't remember this happening as a kid. They were knocking items off the shelves. They were running out of the store with handfuls of merchandise. You know, in those stores, what are there, five employees? Six employees, unless it's a really big one. Well, this isn't a Walmart. It's Walgreens, small store. Right? I mean, do you remember this happening as a kid? Any of you? We've gone crazy. The world has gone out of its mind. And you can't say anything to them. Why? I don't know. Maybe because they're mostly minorities. Walgreens is a big company. It can afford to lose a few dollars. Philadelphia police released a surveillance video showing a large group of young people running into the Walgreens store, causing thousands of dollars in damages. And then they wonder why these companies don't want to come back to these areas. They wonder why these companies come in and they don't want anything to do with your community. Once you burn them down, ransack the store. Investigators say that the South Philadelphia incident happened at around 10 o'clock on Thursday. It involved a large group of men and women who looked like teens. The group stormed the Walgreens store, ran around knocking items off the shelves. Video captured three men running through an aisle, knocking makeup off of store shelves. Another camera angle captured a large group knocking items off all the other shelves. What's the reason behind it? Just create chaos? Craziness? Some members of the group, they threw merchandise at store employees. Oh, that's good. You know, I mean, really. Civilized place we live into. And we're not supposed to call these people animals, remember? Just ask Nancy, she'll tell you. The video released by police showed one boy grabbing items off racks near the checkout counter and then throwing the items at the employees as well. Some people in the group can be seen filming the incident on their cell phones. You know what you do is you go check the local cell sites, find out what phones were pinged in that place at that time. One person in the group covered his face as he entered and left the store. Cashier was hit in the head with a glass bottle. That's cool. Isn't that nice? About 60 juveniles walked into the establishment and began removing things from the shelves, destroying property. Philadelphia Police Captain Sekou Kinbrew reported. The cashier attempted to intervene in some heavy item. He said he thought it was a bottle was thrown at him, striking him in the head. Now, again, this is a community store. Right? I mean, it's South Philly. It's a community store. Probably a lot of these young people were in and out of there on a regular basis. But now these things are, I won't say acceptable. They're tolerated. I'd be having those video cameras key in on everybody. I would make sure I identified, and I would, you know, some of you are against facial recognition. This is where I'd want facial recognition. I want to know who they are. And I would make every one of them clean the place up and work, but you probably won't be able to do that. It'd be against the law in some way, shape, manner, or form. I'm sure. No doubt about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, being part of. Oh, by the way, you know, that sounds terrible the way I said that, but Ross Perot died today. Right, 25 years ago? Was it 25 years ago? Oh, no, longer than that. He ran for president. But the thing I always got a kick out of the guy, some of you weren't around then, if you remember. He walked around with a checkbook in his pocket. And he was like, this is exactly how I'd handle government funding. But he was screaming back then how much money we were spending, that we were overspending. We had too many programs going on. He was almost 90 years old when he died. But I think in looking at him, somebody said 92, but they said 89. 89 is what I calculated. What? 89 is what I calculated. Yeah, well, that's what it says. He was 89 years old. So anyway, he was a spoiler in George W. Bush, H.W. Bush's election. He got almost 20% of the vote, and it was not a landslide by Clinton. I think it was only 6 or 7 points that he won by. He could have won that election. Bush could have. Joe Mazzini, your host, just in the real side. I'll be back in just a little bit.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. We are back. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the process. I want you part of the fix. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, I want you part of the fix. And I appreciate the time that you spend with me. I appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, being engaged and involved. I don't want you engaged and involved. It's easier that way. Anyway, you know, Nancy Pelosi is always good for a giggle. And the stuff she says about the president, you can just tell she's making it up as she goes. So I thought we'd have some fun in the last segment and just, you know, I don't even have to talk about her shortcomings. I just show them to you. It's that much easier. Let's see.
But this is about keeping, you know, make America, you know, this hat, make America white again. They want to make sure that people, certain people, are counted. It's really disgraceful.
Yeah, they want to make sure Americans are counted. They want to make sure that legal Americans count, and that legal Americans actually have a chance to vote and have their vote count. And that's despicable. I got it.
And it's not what our founders had in mind. The Supreme.
You mean our founders wanted illegals to vote, Nancy? Seriously?
The court did not rule in their favor because they said the administration did not give sufficient evidence as to why the census.
They didn't say, though, that it was unconstitutional. They wanted more info. They sent it back for more info. Be honest. I know it's tough, but be honest, Nancy.
This citizenship question should be there. So they kicked the can, and then the administration said, okay, we won't put it on there, and then the president injected himself into this. What they want to do is to put a chilling effect so certain populations will not answer the form. And we're saying, don't give them that victory. You must respond, because otherwise they win.
That's right. They win. That's how we want it. We want to win. So you're tired of winning? And he's working right now on a way to get that question under. There's no reason in the world why we can't have a real understanding of how many illegals are here. Why we can't have a real understanding of the people that are in this country that shouldn't be here. Not to go pick them up. But these are the same people right now. You know what they're screaming about? The president wants the illegals that are here that have already been sent back from the court. That the court have already has a deportation order on them. He wants them gone. He wants them out of the country. Why is that wrong? They say it's wrong. So when the court doesn't rule in their favor, then the court's wrong. When the court rules in their favor, then the court members are gods. It shows you the delusion right there. So these guys have already been, they've already shown up, they've already been to trial, or not showed up. And so they get thrown out by default. I don't know what the problem is with that. Look, they came here because they got away from the lawlessness. They got away from all the crazy stuff that's going. They come here and they create it again, and we're supposed to be okay with it? You were supposed to be okay with it? I don't think so. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. AOC has gone out of her mind again. Well, I guess you have to have a mind to go out of. So that was wrong. That was incorrect. I'm sorry about that. But AOC fired back Tuesday at House Speaker Pelosi, saying that she found the remarks of the leader of their party's caucus puzzling after Pelosi dismissed her and three other progressives who voted against the $4.6 billion border package. Now, Pelosi defended the efforts to ratchet up support from Congress for more funding for border aid. She requested, President Trump. Ultimately, it passed by the House with the bolstered efforts to protect and enhance the treatment of migrant children. So she said, we did all this, but, you know, we made it so that we would have more support for the kids. So she comes out of this looking like she fought for something and got it. I don't really care at this point. Right? But when you talk about Cortez and Omar and I think it's Tlaib. And then Presley out of Massachusetts. All these people should have their public whatever and their Twitter world. I always love when she does that. They have like a Twitter world. They have the whole public thing going. Here, let me see. Is this a video I can play? Because this would be great. I mean, you know she's thoroughly confused. No, I can't play that one. Anyway, but, you know, they don't. She goes on to say that they don't have anybody to follow. They're four people. All they have is four votes. She lays out the reality to them. It's not even the four of us, she said. It's like three. This is according to AOC, because she's responding to Nancy now. She said, what the speaker said is it's not true. It's just wrong. As progressives, it's okay not to vote for legislation to make a point. Now, what you do is, if you really want to get money to those kids, you make a little speech before you vote yes to show that you're willing to compromise, you're willing to work with to get the food, the medicine, and everything else needed to those kids. But you're doing it reluctantly, and here's why. The House accepted the Senate-drafted bill, much to the dismay of many Democrats, who saw it as a win for the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. But it was a win. And the reason it was a win, no, I mean, in all seriousness, only 8 voted no on it. Out of all the senators, only 8 voted no. So, I don't care if it's Schumer or Pelosi or the Dems as a whole, they couldn't hold it together. Those senators saw that and said, we need to vote for that. We need to do what's right for the kids and not what's right for the party, which is, I mean, a bolt of lightning must have hit that room. But AOC, they don't get it. The younger Dems are there. And again, like I said, my local congresswoman, they gave her a vice chairmanship on one of the most powerful committees there is. Hasn't been in government for 6 months. I don't mean she took a 6-month break. I mean she's only been in government for 6 months. So it's just, again, it's just AOC, I mean Pelosi's going to be going out of her mind. Because AOC challenges her around every corner. And it's not that easy, you know, because her colleagues, to show you what cowards they are, her colleagues won't help her out either. And I'm talking about Pelosi's colleagues. Now think about it. When AOC comes out with these crazy things, like calling them concentration camps, where were the Jews in the Democratic Party? Right? Weren't there. Nowhere to be found. And I don't know why that is, because you know what? It's like they always say, they're next. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time you're spending with us so much on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation, getting informed, getting engaged. You know, it's really funny how I read a couple of articles around this where, you know, the cost of college is going crazy. Rising like you wouldn't believe. Now, it isn't necessarily because maintenance costs have gone up on buildings, that they need to build more buildings, that books are costing them more money. No, no. Salaries are going up. Administrative, professor, those salaries are going up. And many colleges now at a very, very, very high salary have hired diversity czars. Think about that one. They've got people coming in and programs coming in, diversity programs. The kids are now being forced to take in college. They're not really diversity programs. They're Democrat indoctrination programs. We all know that. We're not stupid. But I don't know, again, until you start pushing back and still you start electing the right people, it's not going to stop. No, really, it's not going to stop. All right, now let's talk about me for a minute. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Okay, now you already know because I say it every night. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. But in all seriousness and sincerity, the squeeze that they put on us, you've seen now you've seen it happen to Borelli, right? Deneen Borelli. And you've seen her. You've seen her on Prager. You've seen her on Fox. You've seen her everywhere. And she's a good, solid conservative. And she's an African-American woman. And Facebook has throttled her back to the point where she can't get any traction. They've done the same thing to us and other people. Until you guys decide to help us or fight back, you're going to see more and more people lost like her. So consider, if you're getting anything out of the show, consider going to the website, make a one-time donation or a multiple donation, whatever you decide to do. Help support the show in your area, or help go to some of the sponsors. Pick up some of the items that they have. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me today. Appreciate the time you spent with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.